Hello and welcome to the Social Media Daily News Roundup on Friday the 2nd of August. My name is Jade Housted and here are today's trending social media headlines. Terrorists boost funding on social media, warns think tank. Approved, not approved? Campaign uncovers how ad guidelines on social media are selectively enforced. TikTok add GIFs integration with Giphy to add more creative capacity. And why Uber fired 400 marketers. Terrorists boost fundraising on social media, warns think tank, The Times. Terrorists are taking advantage of the chance to industrialise their financing by using charity crowdfunding sites and social media. Members of the Islamic and white supremacy groups have fundraised via Facebook, GoFundMe and YouTube, and encrypted messages such as WhatsApp and Telegram are also exposed, a report from the Royal United Services Institute said. Poor regulation and monitoring have led to extremists sharing bank details on social media, setting up fake humanitarian crowdfunding accounts and using encrypted messaging services to organise money transfers. Approved, not approved. Campaign uncovers how ad guidelines on social media are selectively enforced. The Drum. Protesters stood in front of Facebook's New York office to call attention to the new platform designed to help the public understand how advertising guidelines on social media sites are selectively enforced, therefore limiting access to solutions, education, and engagement from brands, especially those targeting women. The brands hope that by shedding light on this matter, policymakers will be implored to make the necessary changes to current policies that they say are negatively affecting female-focused wellness companies. TikTok adds GIF integration with Giphy to add more creative capacity. While there's been a range of fad apps which have come and gone over the years, it does feel, at least right now, like TikTok might have some staying power. Backed by the Chinese company ByteDance, which is already looking at expansion, TikTok has been able to benefit from having essentially the same app operate within China for the preceding 2 years before TikTok arrived in Western markets. That's given TikTok a head start in regards to ad options and tools, while it also provides it with increased capacity for testing, learning from previous releases, etc. It's very early days, but the trends are pointing in TikTok's favour as it holds its popularity in the market, and this new addition could be another way to make the app even more sticky with its growing audience. Why Uber fired 400 marketers? The Drum. Uber's recent layoffs saw roughly one-third of its marketing roles, 400 to be precise, made redundant. As the industry asks how and why the department became so big, The Drum pieces together the remit of the now streamlined team. News of Uber's summertime sackings broke on Monday the 30th of July. An internal memo sent by Chief Executive Dara confirmed 400 people will be losing their jobs across the business. 1,200 strong marketing department, principally because its teams have become too big, which creates overlapping work, makes for unclear decision owners, and lead to more mediocre results. If you wish to read more, visit socialday.live. And while you're on the website, listen to our latest podcast, where Stuart Hall interviews Chris Cubby. Thank you for listening to today's Social Media Daily News Roundup with your host, Jade Housted. Goodbye.